Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IV on January 26 regarding Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Greg, G-R-E-I-G, on the history of accident on 113-12. Ms. Karen Greg fell down some stairs while at work and injured her right wrist. Patricia was seen at St. Mary's Medical Center emergency room that same day, period. X-rays diagnosed a wrist fracture for which she was placed in a sugar tong splint and in a cradle sling, period. She was appropriately advised to follow up after discharge. She was seen at U.S. Health Works on 113-12 who noted she had an impacted comminuted fracture of the radius and ulnar styloid, period. She was quickly referred for orthopedic consultation. Paired new paragraph on 116-12, Ms. Gregg came under the care of Dr. Armbruster, A-R-M-B-R-U-S-T-E-R, period. He diagnosed a comminuted right distal radius fracture that was intra-articular, as well as a right ulnar styloid fracture. Pretty recommended surgical intervention, period, on 120-12, Dr. Armbruster performed open reduction internal fixation of a comminuted intraarticular four-part right distal radius fracture, semicolon Z, lengthening of the right brachial radialis tendon, semicolon non-operative treatment of right ulnar styloid fracture and right triquetral fracture. For the postoperative diagnoses were comminuted right intraarticular distal radius fracture, parentheses four-part, close parentheses, comma right ulnar styloid fracture and right triquetral fracture, period. She followed up and had x-rays performed post-operatively, period. She saw Dr. Armbruster again on 3/5/12, which she was to return in 4 weeks, period. However, comma, I'm not in receipt of additional follow-up notes from him. Britt Ms. Gregg was seen by Dr. Kipp, K-I-P-P, on 2/10/12. Due to elevated blood pressure, for which he increased her lisinopril. Pretty noted she had just begun physical therapy for her wrist. Pretty Ms. Gregg is no longer receiving any active care. Pretty does have a legal proceeding ongoing in this matter. Period. Work history. This 58-year-old divorced white female was employed as a legal administrative assistant for the insured at the time of her accident. Right at that juncture, she was working through a temporary agency. Period. She missed about 2 months of work after the incident in question. Period. She has since been working in a full-duty capacity at Integrated Sciences directly. appear she does plan to be at this job in the coming 6 months. Her hobbies include reading, exercising, and organizing. Past medical history, Ms. Gregg admits to fracturing the right long finger proximal to phalangeal joint at the age of 20 with residual swelling. Period. Review assessments is remarkable for hypertension. Her primary care physician is Dr. Kipp. Present complaints. At the time of the current examination, Ms. Gregg complains that all the fingers on her right hand are sometimes stiff, particularly when it is cold or when she wakes up in the morning. She denies any weakness, numbness, tingling on nocturnal awakening. She has no splints, braces, or supports at this time. Overall, our symptoms are staying the same. Current medications, antihypertensive, once per day, physical exam. Height 5'5", weight 145, blood pressure 124 versus 78, pulse 76. General appearance of the examinee is an adult white female mesomorph. Extremities upper. No swelling of the right long fingal proximal atophalangeal joint. There was a volar linear scar measuring 2.5 inches overlying the right wrist and a single portal scar overlying the dorsal aspect of the right wrist. Period. Wrist flexion on the right was full to 60 degrees, but on the left was mildly limited to 55 degrees. Period motion was otherwise full at the wrist and all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the right long finger proximal into phalangeal joint was accomplished to 80 degrees of flexion, but was otherwise full. Period range of motion of the remaining fingers, as well as both elbows and shoulders, was full on all planes without crepitus tenderness, triggering an autism. Hands, wrist, elbows, normal macro. Spine, cervical, normal macro. Impressions and analyses. On 1/13/12, Ms. Karen Gray, comma, 58-year-old female, comma, injured her right wrist when she fell downstairs at work. Appeared she did not sustain any other substantive injuries. Appeared she was seen at the hospital emergency room where x-rays identified a fracture about the wrist that was immobilized. Period. After a short period of conservative treatment, she underwent surgery by Dr. Armbruster as outlined above. Period follow-up x-rays were performed to confirm healing of her fracture. Period she also evidently participated in physical therapy. Period Ms. Gray missed about 2 months of work after the incident in question. Period she has since been able to return in a full duty capacity with the same employer but under different auspices. Period she also remains physically active in recreational activities that obviously require extensive use of the hands. Period in paragraph, the current examination of Ms. Gregg on 1/14/13 found there to be full range of motion about the right wrist with slightly decreased range of motion about the left wrist. Period there was decreased range of motion about the right long finger consistent with a prior trauma. Period there was no, there was associated swelling of that region but no other associated swelling about the wrist. Period. Fine and gross hand manipulation were intact. Period. She had intact strength and sensation. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the hands and fingers were unremarkable. Period. In paragraph, this case represents 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period. End